Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater, and something coming up. This is always a big event, a little bit sad this year. It is the Faculty Biennial Exhibition at Memphis College of Art. This one is Take Note, the final Faculty Biennial Exhibition, because, of course, the college is shutting down in 2020. And it's going to be a big show. In addition to the current faculty, there are a lot of emeritus faculty who are joining them. And it opens this Friday, runs through March 17th. The reception is Friday, March 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. And Olivia Wallace, the coordinator of external engagement at the college, Leandria Urushia, is associate professor of studio art and sculpture and ceramics, and she's the area head there. And they both join me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys do this every couple of years and have for several years now. And unfortunately, as we said, this is the last one. But this is really a special one, too, because I know a lot of your emeritus professors who are still around have pieces in this show. Also, Olivia, tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this. We have all of the living professors emeriti participating. We have incredible works that are coming together with our current faculty members. It's going to be an exceptional show.
Yeah, I was looking at the list of some of the people that are going to be there. People like Bob Reisling and Vita Reed and Dolph Smith and some of those other wonderful folks. So that's exciting that they're going to be able to participate in this. Leandria, so give us a little background of this faculty exhibit, because you've been doing it for a few years now.
Yes, it's always an exciting time to show off the work that you make in studio to the community. This year, I'm doing an installation piece, which is a little different than what I normally do in terms of sculpture. And I've reached out to the community to try to get as many people who have been either working at the college, teaching, or taking classes there to get handprints from them, to actually install those onto the wall of the gallery, in the alumni gallery, as a kind of memorial and lasting mark on the college, almost like a psychic mark,
yeah,
you could say, that will remain with the college even though it's closing in the building.
Now, of course, all the instructors at Memphis College of Art are professional artists. Do you put something, I mean, obviously this year, but do you try to put something special into these faculty exhibitions?
Every year, yes. And actually, in addition to that installation, are two pieces that I made in China the last time I went that have not been shown here in the United States yet.
Very nice. Can you tell us anything about what some of the other pieces are and what some of the other current faculty are doing this year?
We have such a wide array. So really, we have art that will fit every interest. We have everything from battle axes to large-scale paintings to ceramic pieces, photographs, in installations. It's just really just a huge array. I'm truly excited that everything is kind of culminating together.
Yeah. And now I'm curious, because I've talked to a few people, but what it seems like the people that are still there, which is a lot of folks, are you know, obviously sad, but they're, you know, very, very serious about continuing and taking this through to the closing.
Yeah, I think we have a really great team at MCA, and we are all very committed to our current students and seeing everyone through to May 2020.
Yeah, I think so. You said you've got part of this on view already, but there are a lot of pieces in this show.
Yeah, we have a lot of pieces. We also have a lot of large-scale pieces. I want to say estimated there's maybe 35, 36 pieces, some of which are like 12 feet by 12 feet wall installations.
Wow.
And so it really is kind of our upper gallery, our lower gallery, alumni gallery, all filled with just art, and is wonderful.
Leandra, what's it like to see works from these emeritus professors, many of whom, of course, were there before you came? So
it's a really exciting time. So much that you hear about these professors who were there and a big part of the life of the school, to see their work, and people recognize them and have all these great stories about taking classes with them and learning from them and have been inspired to become artists. So showing with them is really exciting for the remaining faculty as well.
I'm sure. Now, your hand project is obviously a big deal. Where did this idea come from?
There is a cave in Argentina, Cueva de los Manos, which is like a cave of the hands.
Right.
And they've dated it that these hands are about 9,000 years old. And it's just so fascinating to me that, you know, time passes and people still have kind of the same desire to leave a mark. And even though, you know, there's no names associated to that. Every one of those hands, you know, belonged to somebody
right.
who had a life and, you know, hopes and dreams. And I was really touched by that, and I thought it was a good parallel for what's happening with college. I think so many people are sad, and, you know, when things close or kind of, you know, terminate, you know, who will remember? And it's kind of a way to leave a memory. And even though the installation will be taken down, those hands, you know, that kind of mark will still be there even though it's painted over. So it is kind of like, you know, this mark that's almost spiritual or psychic on the college from so many people. I only wish I had more, and I hope that people will continue sending me hands.
Yeah.
And I plan to continue the project and hopefully do more with those hands with projection later and just get as many as possible. I mean, how many hands actually went through that college?
Yeah,
I think it's probably
exactly.
staggering,
yeah.
you know, to think about.
And of course, it is a college of art, and people are there to work with their hands.
It's, absolutely.
You're not getting an English degree there. You're yeah. working with your hands.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, have you, obviously you've made plans, but what are you going to do when you wrap up there?
Actually, I have a really exciting residency coming up in Minnesota, Minneapolis. It's at the Northern Clay Center, and it's a 3-month residency where I plan to make a new body of work.
Wow.
And starting in July.
That's yeah. exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So.
All right, so Olivia, are you hearing that kind of thing from some of the other current professors, that they have plans to continue or to change venues or those kind of things?
I think, you know, each faculty member is individual in what they're going to do, but I definitely would anticipate, as working professional artists, they are going to go forth in the world and they're going to continue making a mark regardless of where they're at.
This is a very important exhibition, folks. You do not want to miss it. Take note, the final faculty biennial exhibition at Memphis College of Art. It opens this Friday and runs through March 17th. The reception is next Friday, March 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. If you'd like more information, of course, go to mca.edu. They also have a page for this exhibition on Facebook, and you can see some of these pieces as well as all the other things that are going on there. My guests today, Olivia Wall and Leandria Urushia, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the University of Memphis, actually by the Onstage at the Halloran Center Music Series, presenting Dust Bowl Revival on Saturday, March 2nd. This 8-piece Americana and soul band mash the sounds of New Orleans funk, bluegrass, soul, and pre-war blues into a genre-hopping, time-bending dance party. Details at orpheum-memphis.com.